WDIY presents a special news feature. On November 3rd, a new generation of voters, the Gen Zers, millennials, and college students, will be headed to the polls for their first or second time in a presidential election. In their lifetimes, they've experienced a global pandemic, nationwide social justice movements, economic crises, and increasingly urgent calls to stop climate change. They form one of the largest voting blocs in the country, but one which historically has also had low rates of voter turnout. Will 2020 be the year that the trend changes, and how are Lehigh Valley groups pushing for this young political powerhouse to use their voices and votes to make a difference? For WDIY News, Sarit Lashinsky reporting. WDIY reached out to three college organizations which are working to educate their fellow peers and inspire them to take action at the polls and through the mail. To begin, we hear from David Owolabi, founder of the group Hawk the Vote at Lehigh University. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you talk about the student voter turnout and eagerness to vote among Lehigh University students?
I'm actually a recent graduate, and in my freshman year in college was the 2016 election. And that was a time, I think, for a lot of young people, for whatever reason, politics didn't seem like a top priority for a lot of people. And I was in a position where I actually found myself having to choose between voting in the election or studying for an exam in my freshman year. And I chose to study for my exam and not vote. And then, you know, the election happened and it didn't go the way I wanted it to. And that decision I made never really left me. So in the summer, as a nation, we were kind of having a reckoning, a conversation about race and just politics in general and what we want our country to be. I was thinking, I was like, well, what can I do to make a positive impact and to hopefully make it so no other student has to choose between going to class or studying for an exam and voting. So that's kind of how Hawk the Vote happened. And just to speak to student excitement and support, I very firmly believe that none of this would have been possible if had it not been for the Lehigh community just embracing the initiative, faculty, students, staff, everybody. And I think that support is specific to this moment in time.
Can you talk also about some of the other goals or ways that you're getting students engaged through Hawk the Vote?
First and foremost, the plan was to get students time off for voting. So we didn't want anyone to have to worry about going to class or worrying about a lecture or an exam, and hoping that we could remove that barrier at the very least. So there's one, we were pushing to get Lehigh to cancel classes for every federal election day from this year forward. So that's the midterms and general elections. So every 2 years. And that's still an ongoing conversation that we're hopeful for. We're in talks with the administration, but that's going to be a long-term type of conversation. And then also, the pandemic kind of threw a wrench in what we were doing, but we had what was called a Civic Involvement Day plan, which was initially conceived as a way to get students out in the community, volunteering or working as poll workers, trying to ease young people into the process and cracking the door open a little bit, making involvement not seem as such a lofty decision. But just with the way the pandemic has progressed, we decided that everything we're doing is going to be online this year. So as of now, we have 5 or 6 online conversations that'll just be open forum type of discussions. We're going to be touching on topics including athletics and activism, economics and race. We have one that's going to be co-sponsored by the College Democrats and College Republicans at our school called Things We Agree On, and pretty much going to be a conversation with the goal of trying to beat back a little bit of the hyper-polarized environment we find ourselves in nowadays. So just trying to see what we can do to actually get dialogue going and see if we can find any common ground.
How has it been received by the student body? And in the short term, how has the university responded? Have they made any acquiescences to your goals?
Student body from the outset has been incredibly supportive. The petition started off the initiative, but you know that was never like the actual goal. The end-all be-all was never the petition. So once the petition was out, I got to work drafting a proposal. Also, I should say that very early on, just in my initial research, I became aware that the students at Northwestern Law School in 2016 successfully were able to get their administration to cancel classes for Election Day. And they published a little bit of like an outline of how they got it done. And from the beginning, I followed their lead very closely. So that's where the idea of the Civic Involvement Day came from. They really did a lot of great work and they did a great job of providing an outline for other schools to do the same. You know, with Lehigh University, I think in the past few years, the administration has not been good about listening to our community, to be frank. And so from the outset, I was wary of their involvement. So I kind of kept them at arm's length until the very end when the entire student body had already kind of co-signed. And we had a plethora of student organization leaders co-sign. Then we went to the Faculty Senate. We had them overwhelmingly support our initiative. So once we had the community on the same page, then we went to the faculty, which was like within the last month and a half or so. And they've been receptive. Nothing has happened yet. At this point, it can only be described as lip service. Nothing's been committed. There have been no tangible changes. An email went out to the campus community. They are very aware that this initiative has wide support at every level. Staff, faculty, all are on the same page about this. But, you know, there's some bureaucratic things to figure out, like changes to the academic calendar and what have you. So, I mean, I'm hopeful for the future, but they have not committed to anything.
Can you describe the importance now of getting young voters to go to the polls?
I think it's definitely a situation where, even though kids of my generation, we didn't necessarily grow up where things were perfect, but I think a lot of people, I'll speak for myself, I was under the impression that things just worked out. You can passively live your life and the community you live in will run itself. You know, like the individual has little to do with the overall health and success of a society or community. That's kind of where I was coming from a few years ago, and I'm very much not of that opinion nowadays. And I think I am not unique in that realization. I think there's a lot of young people who feel the same way. And I think we're in a place now where we can make it easier on ourselves. The longer we wait to take what's happening in our country seriously, the more dire things can progress. So that's kind of how I feel now. 4 years of Trump for me have been horrible. And the idea of 4 more years, very scary. And it puts me in a place where I really do fear for the success and the future of our country.
Next, we spoke with Lulu Kirchuk, a member of the Lafayette College organization, Lafayette Votes. Welcome, Lulu.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Now, can you talk about how passionate Lafayette students are about going out to vote?
It's definitely become popular culture to get your registration in. Lafayette students in general are very, very passionate about going out there and getting the vote out.
Can you talk a little bit about the challenges or barriers which may prevent more students from going to the polls or being discouraged?
Well, there's always a lot of barriers. As we can see right now, there's a lot of confusion with how to vote, whether it be mail-in ballot, whether it be in person, inactive statuses. Students were confused because they had registered to vote in Pennsylvania, but when they checked their registration status, it was inactive. So figuring that out and making sure to figure it out on time, there's a lot of different challenges and obstacles.
Can you describe the work that Lafayette Votes does and how it works to engage students and go out to vote, some of its activities and programs?
Yeah, Lafayette Votes does a lot. It was created through the Landers Center, which is one of the programs on campus in regards to community service. But Landis Center also has connections with other organizations on campus, McKelvey House, which is a scholars program, just a myriad of different organizations. And what those students do is that they help create events along with faculty. So we have a number of different lectures by faculty members who are in the government and law department or in different departments to explain some confusion around voting, history of voting, what this election means for the future. We also create discussions. We have debate watch parties on campus, but we keep people who are off campus engaged, and the events that we do have on campus are all socially distanced and safe. So Lafayette Votes is really just about making sure that we're spreading awareness on how to vote and why it's so important to vote, especially now.
Can you talk about how you reached out to the university administration and have they supported this?
When we reach out to administration, we more so reach out to faculty because we like to use the intelligence and the knowledge of the faculty. We're really happy that Lafayette Votes has been welcomed with open arms by everybody.
Any final thoughts and perhaps a look at what Lafayette Votes plans to do for this upcoming election and beyond?
The final thoughts, I mean, I would love to say something that's inspiring, but you know, the truth of the matter is that Northampton County is one of the most contentious counties in not only the state, but in the entire country. It was always blue up until 2016, and it went red for Trump. So we have no idea what's going to happen with this coming election. Lafayette Vote just wants to make sure that the vote is out, that you are doing your civic duty, registering and voting, hopefully in Pennsylvania, hopefully in the Northampton County, but if not, it doesn't matter. We just want you to vote. We want everyone to understand how important this election is, how important it will be for the next 4 years and for the years after that for everybody. And I personally can't emphasize enough how important this election is.
And finally, we welcome Kyle Robsky, club president of Berg Votes at Muhlenberg College. Welcome, Kyle.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of the youth and the student vote?
When it comes to the youth voting, obviously, in previous years, it has been on the lower side. Primarily, we're looking at senior citizens and those in their middle age that are consisting of a majority of the vote. However, the youth vote consists of a large percentage of the population, and if they were to exercise their right to vote, it could definitely make a difference. When it comes to Muhlenberg, in previous years, we have seen a pretty steady increase in our involvement on campus of those students who have come to Muhlenberg who have been excited and ready to vote and make sure that they get registered. And especially when it comes to this election, we have seen a huge turnout.
How has your outreach excited the youth vote?
Berg Votes is a nonpartisan group, so we are not focused or affiliated with any particular party. We're focused just on making sure that people are out there to vote. So in this particular election, we have taken sort of two different approaches. Our on-campus approach is focused on registering the students that are there to vote, making sure that they know how they're going to vote. Those who have applied for a mail-in ballot, we're making sure that they have a ride to drop it off. And when it comes to off-campus, our approach is to be there to answer any questions, because the process is typically confusing. So we're really just trying to be there to provide resources and to act as a resource for those students who may need us. We're utilizing social media to just sort of extend our reach to not only the Muhlenberg community, but any other college or university.
With Berg Votes being a nonpartisan organization, have you faced any challenges trying to reach out to the students from all different political leanings, or has there been support behind all of the activities that you do?
We haven't really received any of that from students on campus, as we are nonpartisan. We just want to make sure that everybody knows how to vote, knows how to exercise the right to vote, and make sure that they're registered and can vote properly. And no one's going to have a problem with that. Everybody's all for getting the vote out.
Have you been in contact with Muhlenberg's administration, and have they made any accommodations that would improve support for student voting?
We've had the head of the Office of Community Engagement running an operation where we are safely busing and driving students to the Lehigh County Voter Registration Office so they can drop off their mail-in ballots in person. In regards to canceling classes or making sure that there's going to be no major tests or assignments on election day, administration hasn't said that they could necessarily do that. However, what they have recommended is that if you're a student who, let's say, needs to travel great distance to get to your poll, or you're a student who's registered to be a poll worker, or you have some sort of situation where you're trying to execute your voting plan and it's going to be hindered by a large assignment, administration has recommended that that particular student email their professor and ask for accommodation.
In your experience now as president and also as a youth voter yourself, what would you say are some of the best strategies and methods to really get college students fired up and ready to go to the polls?
I think the best strategy to get students fired up and get ready to go to the polls is going to be touch on issues that are most important to them. So you look at our youth nowadays, a lot of the issues that we are caring about, we're looking at things like the environment and the future of our economy and the United States in general. Each student is going to vote how they feel the future is going to be best with the candidate that they select. So to say like, hey, I have my voting plan, what's your voting plan? And I think involvement and sort of social pressure in a way, sort of say like, everybody, you need to vote. Exercise your right and get your plan together. And I think that was a very effective strategy for us because I haven't seen anything like that sort of take off. People are aware, they're getting ready, and they're prepared to vote. And that's what we want to hear. And our goal at Berg Votes is just to make sure that those who sort of slipped through the cracks and that didn't have a plan, mate, we're here to help them. And we're here to make sure that they have the resources they need to execute their plan.
Finally, do you have any comments about anything that Berg Votes has planned for the future?
When it goes to what we're doing in the future, we would just want to emphasize the importance of this is not a one-time thing. There's an important election every single year. And it may not be presidential, but your local and state government elections matter as well. And it's important that students, as well as just anyone in the youth, knows that their vote does matter. It does matter. And here at Berg Votes, we're going to just try to make sure that, especially on Muhlenberg's campus, as well as in the Allentown community, that everybody has the proper resources they need to make sure that they can execute their voting plan.
I would like to thank Kyle Robsky, Lulu Kerchuk, and David Owolabi for making time for WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and for sharing the work their organizations do to encourage voters to turn out, get engaged, and vote for the society and country they want to see. For WDIY News, I'm Sarit Lashinsky.